Hurricane Matthew isn't messing around. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we'll update you on the situation with Hurricane Matthew in the Caribbean and how you can specifically pray cover over the disaster. Then stay tuned to hear about a new app coming to Keys for Kids. It's all about praying, giving, and going in response to God's call to making disciples for the nations. Our first story comes out of the Caribbean, where Hurricane Matthew, considered by some to be the strongest in a decade, is the first major storm to hit Haiti since 1966. The slow-moving storm could dump over 3 feet of rain along the way, causing landslides and flooding. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz says,
"We're very concerned about our listeners in Haiti and Jamaica and Cuba who are in the path of Matthew."
TWR has a large antenna field in Bonaire, which was directly in the path of the monster storm. Upgrades were already in place for the power-up signal boost, so a lot was at stake. But then,
what oftentimes happens with a lot of prayer, our staff, alumni, our listeners praying for Bonaire, the hurricane veered a bit to the north, and all we had was rain and some additional winds.
TWR will continue to broadcast news and information to listeners in Cuba and Haiti, which are both in the grip of the storm. But as with Bonaire, they're asking for the impossible.
One prayer request would be that the hurricane speeds up, that it just begins to move quicker, and also that its winds begin to decrease in intensity.
TWR will continue to share the hope of Christ on the air as folks in the Caribbean wait out the storm. And likely, there'll be work to do once it passes. If you're a student, tomorrow is Bring Your Bible to School Day. Sounds simple, but it's more than just stashing God's Word alongside textbooks in your backpack. Bring Your Bible to School Day encourages students to use their Bibles as faith conversation starters. Carl Muller, CEO of Biblica, says,
"It's really going to allow students to express their beliefs in a way that's respectful, and it demonstrates the love of Christ for those around them. I think students will lead the way for the rest of their peers, and really providing an example of spiritual boldness, taking a stand for Christ, and having that true positive spirit that comes from being aligned and in love with Jesus Christ."
Meanwhile, those of us who are no longer students can pray.
"We need to be in prayer for each student when they bring their Bible to school, that they would recognize that they're making a strong stand for the principle of religious freedom in this country. They're taking a strong stand for Jesus Christ. And lastly, of course, we pray that many, many non-believers, students and educators, would be given the opportunity to meet Jesus Christ personally in His Word, to be transformed by His Word, and to join His mission for the world. That's what we do at Biblica, and that's what we're praying these students will do through bringing the Bible to school on October 6th.
And finally, Keys for Kids has a lot of exciting things planned for this year, collectively known as the Global Initiative. Part of this includes bringing its new next-generation mobile app to kids. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids explains.
"The state-of-the-art app is going to be the foundation of everything that we do through Keys for Kids, whether it be through print and electronic print or audio distribution, translations, animation."
With the funds raised, it'll take about a year to get the app up and running.
"But it's something that kids are going to want to be on. It's going to be something that's going to point them to Scripture every time they're on it. And it's going to be fun."
You can find out more about Keys for Kids' ambitious 2017 plans at its annual celebration dinner later this month. Either go in person or you can stream it online. We've got the details posted at missionnews.org. But until then,
well, pray for protection, first of all. We know that Satan does not like what we're doing. You know that 70% of the people who come to Christ in their lifetime do so between their 4th and their 14th birthday. And so that 4/14 window is critical.
You can learn more ways to get involved and learn about the other stories that you've heard in today's broadcast as well. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Pandite. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get your copy at missionnews.org. Just click on the banner. You'll find it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.